Before the day is over, we may recite the following stanzas of the hymn in which the Greek Church proclaims the annual fast of Lent. Hymn. Feria tu, Tirophagi. The week, the harbinger of spring, is come. The week that cleanses away sin by the sacred and ever-venerable fast, which enlightens the body and soul of every man. Lo, the gate of penance is thrown open, O ye that love God. Come then, let us joyously go in, before Christ shut it against us as being unworthy to enter. Brethren, let us prepare, and bring with us purity, abstinence, and modesty, and fortitude, and prudence, and prayers, and tears, for it is by these we enter on the path of justice. Be not solicitous, O mortals, about the body, how you may pamper it, nor seek delicacies in what you give it to eat. Give it rather fullness of vigor by abstinence, that so it may aid the soul to conquer in the battle with the enemy. This day, O ye that love God, begins the fast, which is to prepare our souls and bodies by expiation, and infuse into our hearts the generous light of the sacred and venerable Passion of Christ. Let us, O ye people, enter on our fast with a glad heart, for lo, the spiritual combat begins. Let us throw off the effeminacy of the flesh, redouble the gifts of the Spirit, and suffer with Christ, as it behooves them that are his servants, that thus we may rejoice together with him, and our souls be enlightened by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost within us. Let us, O ye faithful, cheerfully receive the divinely inspired messenger of our fast, as did the Ninevites, and as the harlots and the publicans did of old receive John, when he preached penance unto them. Let us prepare, by abstinence, for a participation in the sacrifice of our Lord on Sion. Let his divine laver be preceded by that of our tears. Let us beseech him to show unto us, when the time is come, the consummation of both Pasks, the figurative and the true. Let us put ourselves in readiness to adore the cross and resurrection of Christ, saying unto him, Let me not be confounded in my expectation, O thou lover of mankind.